Welcome to the Relational Recovery Podcast. I'm your host, Wes Thompson, joined by my co-host, Austin Hill. Today, we're in part three in our conversation. We hope you enjoy.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's a connection between when you're in that self-sabotaging mindset, that you're more likely to be in the fight or flight instinct, where that part of your brain where it's just like that, it's almost an animalistic instinct where you're like, I am doing this. And then you kind of come out of that fog. To me, it sounds like I'm trying to think how to talk through this.
No, I think that makes sense to me.
Like, if you're thinking about your brain and how we develop as people, because this is like, it's why, like, this is kind of the answer to why I do things I don't want to do. It's because when we avoid, or when we're not regulating ourselves, we're not using all the gifts God gave us, specifically our brain. When we don't use our entire brain, when we're in the fight or flight, we're just reacting out of impulse and what we often don't think. Like, if something's thrown at your face, your body reacts, your brain thinks about it, doesn't think about it, you just react. That's the animal, that's the part in your brain that just does it. And that's developed a lot faster than others. The thing that happens when we know we've started to mature is when your brain's fully developed and that the frontal lobe at the very big front of your head,
which happens around the age 25.
Yeah, which happens around 25. And then you can start problem solving and thinking. It's why men usually under 25 do some really crazy stuff. And you're like, I wonder why that happens. Because they're not fully developed. That's just why it is. So happens when you're triggered, or if something is reacts or like pops up in your life and there's something that's really stressful, that the attention-grabbing realities, when we're able to put space into it, we're using all of our faculties. I'm regulating myself. I can decide. It's like, I don't need to react to this immediately. I'm choosing to slow down. That's what we're talking about when we're slowing down. And that's literally what's happening in our brain, is we're slowing down enough to think through it instead of reacting. We're responding.
Yeah. I think you make a really good point, Austin. Like, the fight or flight, the primitive stuff does show up.
And what turns that, and it happens to all, like, so like these triggers, it's not just for guys who are stuck in addiction. This is for everybody. A trigger is like, I'm not loved. And that feeling, it's like, maybe I won't be loved, or maybe I'm going to be rejected, or they're going to hurt my feelings, or they lied to me in the past, so I don't know if I can trust them, or someone called me a name, or something's reminds me of a really intense negative memory from my childhood, or someone yells at me. And that like fight or flight pops up. This is something that we have to be aware of. That's what we're talking about. So it's not someone's fault for going into the fight or flight instinct. It is on us to start being aware of it. And late is better than never. So if you realize, when something ticks you off, or when something surprises you, and you find yourself in that fight or flight instinct, the moment you realize, you're like, okay, I just need to slow down for a second. It's like, hold on, just give me a second to breathe. Like, that is the first step. It's real looking for it and realizing you're in it. And then knowing that when I'm in that, I'm not going to make the best decisions.
Yeah. I mean, a fully formed adult human, right? That's healthy. And I'm not saying just by age, I'm saying somebody who matured to adulthood and is like emotionally and mentally an adult, the things that are supposed to mark that, right, is like, I have stimuli, like I experience a problem, for example, and I'm able to like use my mind to rationally think about, okay, how do I want to respond to this? What's an appropriate response? What is a wise response? What is a response that lines up with what I believe to be true? I'm able to think about the other people in my life and have empathy. Okay, how is my decision going to affect others? All of that takes slowing down. And to your point, fight or flight, just it's that primitive animalistic survival that when we're faced with negative stimuli, our brain floods with chemicals that we haven't built up the ability to tolerate. So we tend to get flooded and we overreact, we speed up, and that often results in that impulse poor behavior. And it's not always like, unfortunately, when we think about addiction, and I'm going to go on a quick rabbit trail, like we tend to think of the heroin addict nowadays or the opioid addict, but like we all soothe in ways that aren't necessarily helpful. Like for some, it might be like you go and eat a whole pizza, or you go online and start shopping and buying a lot of things that you don't need and overextending your budget to where you can't pay your mortgage payment. Or the guy who drinks too much alcohol and can still function in his life, but is drunk more often, like all the time. We all soothe in ways that aren't helpful because we haven't fully developed the tolerance to deal with some of the negative stimuli in life. And that's why the goal in rearing children, one of the goals is to be able to do hard things well.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Relational Recovery Podcast. We'll be back tomorrow with part 4 in our conversation. We'll see you then.